You're listening to Brendan McCarthy on Express FM, and I'm joined by Sarah from Make at Aldingbourne Trust, who has come on today to promote an event that's taking place in Victoria Park this coming Saturday. The event's called Let's Talk About Suicide, and it's being held to raise awareness and open up about a topic that we don't talk about enough. Sarah, firstly, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Brendan.
How are you doing today?
I'm good, thank you.
So tell us a little bit first about your role at the Make at Aldingbourne Trust and what you do there.
So I manage Make at Aldingbourne Trust, and it is a training centre for adults with learning disabilities. And we train them in catering and retail and creative placements and all those sort of things. And get from that.
And the event on Saturday, the Let's Talk About Suicide event, what were your motivations for putting that on?
My motivation is I lost my father when I was young to suicide. And during lockdown, a lot of the people we supported were quite affected by ill mental health. And it just seems the right thing to do. It's Suicide Awareness Week. Suicide Awareness Day is on the 10th of September, which is Sunday. So it just seemed the right sort of the time to come along and do the event. I met with a lady called Lara Kivin, and she is a survivor of suicide. And we decided that it was a really good thing to do, to put this on in Portsmouth, raise awareness of the different services out there that are available to people that they might not know about, and make a really good day of it.
And Sarah, would you say that the support that's available now is far better than it was in the past?
Yeah, absolutely. I think when my father was going through what he went through, there wasn't very much support at all. In actual fact, it was not very good to talk about it. I mean, at one point, suicide was actually illegal. So we have met such wonderful, wonderful people doing some wonderful things that run something called Ripple. She lost her brother to suicide. She's been absolutely amazing in putting together a charity that helps awareness of the suicide online problem. We've just met some fantastic stalls of people that can really, really help people. Andy's Man's Club is a great one. It's a peer support group, and having that group and having those people to talk to around you and having a similar experience is such a breath of fresh air.
So this event on Saturday is really to try and help break that stigma about talking about suicide.
Absolutely. I know that when I grew up, no one wanted to discuss my father with me. And still to this day, I think people get scared of upsetting people if the word suicide is mentioned and that's how you've lost someone. It's a grief that kind of niggles away at you because you don't have answers to things. There's no rational explanation for anyone left behind, but at the same token, it should be talked about. It should be an open conversation so people can grieve, and also so people that are actually having thoughts of taking their own lives can explain why as well, if they know why, or they can just have that conversation and say, I am thinking about this, and there's recovery. So if they actually open up and say they're thinking about it, it can be dealt with and people can, recover from this and find help.
And part of the purpose of Saturday's event is not only to discuss the stigma around suicide, is there's also lots of other things happening around that as well, isn't there, to kind of draw people in and, I guess, celebrate life.
Absolutely. We want to celebrate life, and we've put together a day of lots of fun things that you can try that help lift your mood. So we've got live musical day, we've got the Southerlies playing and Stay Awake, Mantando Choir that men can join in if they want to. We've got Cantando Choir, which is a ladies' choir, which also women can join, and that will help, that helps your mental well-being. We've got a lovely band called Puffin Boy as well. We've got a physical zone, which is full of Zumba dance, comedy. We've got a well-being zone, which is meditation and sound baths and poetry. And we've got the wonderful Seekers Create that are doing a live mural, painting it on the day. And the community can actually add to that mural themselves. We've got creative activities with Nancy from Creative and Downtown Pompey, and all the activities are free. So anyone can come along and have a go. Anyone can join in, and hopefully it will be a day to sort of celebrate the first day of the rest of your life.
And the event itself, what time does it start?
It starts at 10 o'clock until 4 o'clock. It's in Victoria Park. And it's also the last chance you can get to be in the park for 2 weeks as it closes on Monday for renovations.
And Sarah, you've come on today and you've told us quite a very personal story to yourself. If there are people listening who maybe want to seek support, maybe that they are thinking of taking their own life, or maybe they've got loved ones who have been in that situation, what would you recommend to them, and what support would you recommend them to try and seek?
If anyone's thinking of taking their own life, I can't stress enough, please talk to somebody. Even if it's someone close to you, if it could be a service, just open up and have that conversation, because by having that conversation, it will relieve such a load off of you. And you can actually, once you acknowledge that's how you feel, then there is help. For the families or people that have lost loved ones or colleagues or friends, then again, you know, Don't put those people in the shadows. Don't define them by their way they died, because that's not who they were. We all know that people are people. You know, my father was a loving, gentle, kind man. And unfortunately, for many years, he's been defined by his death, which is not how we want to remember people. At the event on Saturday, we have actually got a memorial tent where we're encouraging people that have lost anyone to suicide to bring a picture in or a message, which we will place in the memorial tent. And hopefully it will give hope to families friends, colleagues around around that person. It's a ripple effect. So anyone that does lose their life to suicide is actually... the effect goes far and wide. It really does. It affects so many people. I mean, as we know, even when famous people take their own lives, it affects people that have never met them before across the world. So you can imagine, if it's someone you've actually known personally, it is a heart-wrenching thing. And we just need to talk to each other.
Well, thank you, Sarah. It's a really powerful thing that you're doing. Thank you for coming on today.
Brilliant. Thank you so much for your time.